Good day, everyone. My name is Sifu Cicero. I'm the director at the School of Qi Energy. Today, we're going to talk about the fourth year of instructor training. To talk about this is Sifu Jones. And good day, Sifu Jones.
How's it going? Yes, today we're talking about that fourth year instructor training that we do at the School of Qi Energy. We're often asked by different people that come to the website. They see that we list the first 3 years of training at the school, but we don't list any instructor classes. And they're often wondering why that is. And what I wanted to go over today is kind of explaining our reasoning behind that. The fourth year is very specific type of training, and it's the highest level. It's really the strongest parts of form training that we're going to go over with anybody. We really do wait for that instructor year before we get into training that part of it. It really takes the power way, way up over that of the first 3 years of training that a person goes through. Often that first person, they come in and with the expectation that we're going to just teach them like super powerful exercises right off the bat. So what we do is just cause people to overload with too much energy. Most people have not built up their body to handle a whole bunch of extra energy. A lot of times when you overload, it just goes into an organ and it causes that organ to be very painful, or you get a host of other types of symptoms that we often explain in a MP3 called the danger zone signs of Qi training, which we go over with different students because they have a tendency, if they push things, to run into like those type of danger zone signs. Oftentimes, a person may not even know they're yanging out or being overloaded until they've kind of gone through that MP3 and heard it, and then they realize, I am suffering from some of those different symptoms there. And haven't you found that to be true?
Every single time, Sifu Jones, I notice that something's not right, something's off, and it takes a while to get my sensibility since I am on the overloaded or yanged outside, I'm over-emotional, or maybe I'm on a coffee high. And the next thing I know, coming to the realization that, ooh, I got a little bit more energy in me that is not on the good feeling side. And I get back a little bit at a time, and before you know it, with that lying down meditation that we teach, it brings me right into the good feeling and very relaxed type of energy that we are building with the nerve fiber building exercise.
And actually, the nerve fiber building exercise that we do teach, the first exercise to teach is that. And it's a pretty strong exercise, comparatively speaking, since we went through the majority of different energy methods out there, especially ones that cultivated any type of energy up. That was first on our list to go through. And most of them are not even as strong as this particular basic exercise that we teach. A lot of times, people can literally overload on that first nerve fiber building exercise if they're not used to building up energy. People who are used to building up energy, then they adapt to it pretty easily, and they have a tendency to go through the school in an easier way than some people if you've never built up energy before. Yeah, it's just like anything else. You have to kind of train your body to adapt and get used to that kind of energy coming through. And as they do, they always end up doing very well. Certainly in the later years, we continue to, about every 6 months, we introduce them to another energy exercise that is stronger than the one that they just went through. And so we're constantly raising the power level of the energy exercises as their body can adapt or get used to what they're doing. By the fourth year, we have the student there at the instructor level, and they've gotten their body pretty much up to par to handle the extra energy that we're starting to show them, what is happening, and go over all these different topics that we'll teach them about different things. By the time they're at that instructor level, they usually are well enough along that we can start teaching them actually how vortexes work and how circuits work. That's what we really teach in that fourth year instructor year of training, is all about vortex training, and it really covers how to do an actual vortex or how that instructor is going to actually be able to spin different areas on their body, just like a vortex would spin. Over time, they can do that with any part of their body and get it to spin, or be able to do that to anybody else that they would want to do that to. Or if they wanted to spin that person's leg or their arm, they could do it in a vortex manner. And the same way with circuits. As you learn circuits, you can learn to make these closed circuits that are really strong, that hold together in different types of geometric shapes. We specifically teach people how to do that, since finally at that point where they're building up enough energy that these biophotons, at a point when you can build them up into a closed circuit, they feel like they're alive. They actually feel like it's a live wire, electrical wire, just move around. That's somewhat how chi energy starts acting as you are able to project more and more of these biophotons. And even though that's kind of a strange thing, especially if somebody has never felt physical chi or energy that has been projected at them, they may not even understand or know what that feels like or have gone through that kind of a process. But anybody who has felt that, they should understand that if you can feel it in one way, you should be able to learn how to build it up. And that's what we do at the school, is we're very good about teaching people how to make their chi so much stronger than it normally would be. This is such a different place of learning how to do that than the other type of places that either one of us went through, isn't it?
Oh, it's like day and night for me, Sifu Jones. I mean, I've never felt form chi before. I thought the first 3 years were far superior to anything I've ever taken before. And then when I ventured into the fourth year, it was a little bit off the scale. It took a realigning of what good feeling and cool was all about, because the power, the pressure, the density, everything was so much more amplified, more than I've ever felt before. I didn't realize how many changes I would go through in the fourth year, and I thought the first 3 years were exceptional.
It really is strange that along the way, at each year and at each time we introduce an energy exercise, this process of going through and recalibrating down and learning the cool thing kind of like all over again is something that the student has to do all the way up to the instructor level. And then even at the instructor level, they have to be able to readapt up and down that they aren't getting burnt with their own chi. Because at the instructor level, you are really putting out a lot more chi, and then the exercises that you learn, both vortexes and circuits, really take the power up another notch or two, so that it's significantly different. And if you didn't recalibrate, then you probably wouldn't be cool enough, and you start getting the chi way too hot again. That's usually what happens, is if the chi gets very hot or it stays too hot for too long, it starts causing all sorts of bad side effects to come out of the person. So at the instructor level, we don't really let everybody at the instructor level go through instructor courses. One of the prerequisites is that ability to literally cool your temperature down. Now, the vast majority of students that come through the school, they actually learn that in the first year. Especially, we work right with them so that they do learn that kind of a technique, because it's so important that they learn how to cool the chi down, especially as you get to the higher levels. For those people that decided not to put a priority on that, and they do get to the instructor level, to let them just go on would basically ensure they would get hurt. And since we don't want anybody to get hurt, we will work right with that instructor so that they can learn that tri-concept if they haven't got it down by that level that they're at. Most of the time, since we are kind of an interactive school here and we expect like monthly reports, and we work right with the students so that they do get better and they do get these different types of concepts down, because it really is important to get each part of it. The thing about a precision type method like this, in order to get to those higher levels, you have to be pretty precise. And a lot of times, most methods that you go through out there, there's a lot of give and take, and there's a lot of adapting you can do, and it doesn't have to be so specific, but you're not really cultivating that much energy. The more energy that you do cultivate, the more precise that you're going to find that you're going to have to be. By the time you're at the instructor level, you are putting out so much more energy than you were when you started out in that first year, that if you haven't got certain techniques down, if you don't have that tri-concept down, this is where then you would really have a struggling, or you would probably go through some serious danger zone signs. Since we do want everybody to go through this in a safe manner, that's why when you do like higher level type of work like we are introducing, it's really important that you do work with somebody or an instructor, that you don't do really high level type energy work solo. We often tell the instructors that it's fine that you're doing this training, But you need to get feedback. That's really what will keep you out of problem areas. And a lot of people who just want to go out and do this on their own, if you don't get any feedback, you can find yourself really yanged out and having all sorts of danger zone signs, and you're not even aware of them until it's your way out of it type of thing, and all sorts of problems are happening to you by then. And usually if an instructor talks to us by then, it's like they've already gone through a whole bunch of stuff they didn't really have to, and that's what we're trying to do, is to get through to different people that, since this is a school, go through us, go through the instructors. We've gone through this stuff for years and years. We've devoted our whole lives to doing energy work. So there's not a whole lot that a student or instructor would go through that we haven't gone through ourselves. And we can certainly correct or offer up any remedy that would get them out of whatever danger zone that they would be coming up through. That's a lot of what we do in the school. You know, the different topics that we go over in that fourth year, there's approximately about 35 different topics that we're going to cover in on the vortexes and about circuits that probably people never even heard of before. And we're going to cover them in such detail so that they can actually get them things up and running. And by the time they're finished with their instructor year, they have reached new levels that they never thought they could. And that's the cool thing about a school, is that's what it does. It helps you reach the higher levels in energy work. That's really what we wanted to go over, is that the fourth-year instructor training, well worth going through. Most people don't really necessarily want to go through all the other years they have to in order to get there, but it really is recommended that in order to be able to get to a high level, you're going to have to train your body to a certain level, and that's what the first 3 years are all about, is getting your body trained up really well so that it can handle the amount of energy that you're going to be putting it through in that fourth year of training. For those people who have asked us a lot about that, why don't we put those type of topics down? Why don't we list all those kind of things? Most of the time when you list things at that level, people try to emulate that, or they try to copy you, and the next thing you know is you have all this competition out there that is trying to say, oh, they're doing the same thing you are, and they have no idea what you're really training on or what you're really teaching. And it, just because they're using the same type of name as you are, doesn't mean it's the same type of training at all. Certainly our type of training is very unique, very specific, especially designed energy exercises that actually do what we say that they do. So if you're complacent, or you're just not making the kind of gains that you wish you were making in the energy work that you're studying now, go check out our school, see what we have to offer, and see if we can't change your type of deal where you're now making more gains than you ever have before. Because the vast majority of people that would come into the school would never have got that good until they actually went through and learned the type of subjects that we're actually teaching. There's so much new information that is now available to people about energy work that was never available before. We never really even understood that chi was biophotons way back when. We just, in fact, most people thought it was in the blood, that you moved around your blood flow and the hormonal flow, and you could build that up to really, really high levels and stuff. But now we do understand that it's the biophotons, and it's been them all along that you're actually building up, and that's where the power of the chi is really coming from. Since we've started teaching things in that manner, we've gotten students and instructors to much higher levels than they ever could become on their own or going through the typical energy methods out there. That's the main thing I wanted to cover today, was what our fourth year was about. Thank you.